The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
And welcome back. This is, of course, John Stapmeller's program, but he asked me to fill in. This is Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report. My show, of course, is from 12 noon Central Standard Time to 3 p.m. And then, of course, we have Mike Rivera, who does an amazing show here. We have top quality people here presenting information and raising questions and trying to make you think about issues. And joining me today, we have Josh Bernstein, who will be on my program also this coming Thursday. In the last hour, Josh is, of course, an interesting guy. He's got an amazing CV. And then in an hour, we're going to have join Josh and I. Jerry McLaughlin, who helps to actually book a lot of people through special guests. He does production, full movies and so on. He even had Hannity on a recent movie. He's a Christian television producer. So, Josh, tell me about yourself, and let's raise some issues, because we got lots of things floating around. One of the questions that I raise, and I have very few people that are brave enough to do it, and I like to play that song, I Want to See You Be Brave, is to ask questions. I like to be put on the spot. As I said on the show, whether it's a medical, geopolitical, religious, spiritual, financial, metallurgical, scientific, astrological, whatever, I like to have people ask questions so we can move people forward, because you only learn if you ask questions, and you only own the truth if you move along and ask the right questions so it becomes part of what you are. So, Josh, tell us about your journey to become the current Josh Bernstein, and what do you do?
Well, I appreciate, number one, being on the program. I'm a TV talk show host and radio personality and national spokesman for an amazing group known as the Association of Mature American Citizens. We are that conservative alternative to AARP.
Right. And AMAC, by the way, is really good. AARP is a little twisted. You know, whether it's trying to get their insurance or their benefits or some of the other things, they make what I call strange bedfellows and alliances, don't they, AARP?
They certainly do. They've spent billions upon billions of dollars lobbying for the passage of the Unaffordable Careless Act, as I call it. And
I've renamed it now. It is not only unaffordable, I call it the pre-bombing pseudo-medicine act.
That would be another one. I mean, yeah. Talk about
there's lots of things you can think up about it, because it's so disgusting. Even the previous healthcare, whether it's here or Canada or other socialist countries, it is amazingly expensive and remarkably useless.
That is true. And, you know, you could add the independent panel advisory boards, which Sarah Palin rightfully called death panels way back when.
Well, the one of the main guys there, and he still defends it, is Ezekiel Emanuel. And I changed his name because I like doing that, you know, just like a kid playing games. I call him Easy Kill Emanuel. Easy kill.
Yeah. Well, I think that hopefully it will be unraveled and it will be repealed. I know that the Republicans have been capitulating a little bit. There's now an opportunity, though, to coalesce around Tom Price now that he has finally been confirmed as Health and Human Services Secretary. And right. He's been a very staunch anti-Obamacare person in Congress, so I would assume that he will carry that mantle with him as Health and Human Services Secretary, and hopefully we can undo this monstrosity. I call it the medical python that is wrapped around each and every person's throat, regardless of political ideology, squeezing the life and liberty out of each and every one of us.
Now, I've worked in both U.S. and Canada. I'm an American born in Detroit, but the first part of my career I lived in Canada. And I can tell you, socialist countries don't have it right either. Although it's better overall than the current American system, it still kills people. It still has abortion up the wazoo, and it has eugenics. If you go into a hospital and have a high Apache score, they're going to kill you quickly. So let's talk solutions. I think Tom Price will bring it down to what we call pre-Obama, where there's competition, there's large groups who can reduce the costs and so on. But I have some uber-radical solutions to the problem because I've seen it from every side possible. I've been a family and internal medicine doctor, a trauma doctor, burn doctor, intensive care unit, and a doctor working on classified projects of the U.S. government, including bioterrorism and radiological terrorism, so I know from the inside, and an OCMED director, how to fix this. And I challenge people to ask, because a lot of time people are afraid, well, what can I do? And I see even inside the Republican Party, part of the reason is they're afraid to solve it, and part of it is they're corrupt. Just like the Democrats are corrupt. There's a number of corrupt elements within the Republican Party that are afraid to lose connections to big pharma or donations or whatever. And I'd like to get your feedback on this. The first thing that needs to do is return what Price is return it back to the patient being the center. The second,
without a doubt.
We need, number two, we need to have portability. So you can go anywhere with your insurance. That's a good move, but I want to go much further than that. I want to see where doctors are no longer paid fee-for-service. It's still in socialist countries like Britain and Canada. Fee-for-service means they're going to do procedures on you which may not be necessary. So you want to pay a doctor or a health professional. Next is you want lateral training. I just recently talked to one of my contacts in CENTCOM because I have classified contacts, and they're telling me how just a few years ago when they're there in the field, there's these really good medics that are doing surgery in the field to save lives, but they can't even ride in an ambulance. So I want to see what I call lateral training. So you can start off as a massage therapist and become an obstetrician, or be a medic and become a general neurosurgeon. You need to go to take online training to show the competency of the mastery of the material, and surgical centers to master the skills and to maintain them. So if you're an orthopedic surgeon for 40 years and you haven't done a shoulder surgery, you need to go back to a center to just prove over, say, a few days or weeks that you know what you're doing and have the upgrade in technology. The next thing they need to do is get rid of malpractice. There should never be a lawsuit. It should always be mediation. As a doctor, I can tell you firsthand, the doctors are highly connected. They're making, you know, millions of dollars per year, are connected to the state medical boards and the attorneys, and they're not going to get sued or removed from practice even if they're maiming patients or killing them. And then single guys that are not in big groups with lawyer teams protecting them, they're removed from practice for stupid stuff. So they need to get rid of malpractice and have mediation, and they need to have ongoing training and monitoring of doctors. They spend a lot of time in CME. We need to have it so that insurance is gone. And I want a value-added tax where the money goes back not to the to the state, but to the county. And the county has a committee made up of citizens and health providers, which go all the way from massage therapists to neurosurgeons, so they can decide what they need. We have replication and duplication of things like MRI scanners and PET scanners and too many of certain specialties and not enough of other specialties. So we need to have a system so you can do a rounds on someone that's complex. And one of the things that I've seen, when I went to medical school, I had already finished my PhD in marine molecular biology. Didn't write the thesis because my grandfather wanted to go in and find the cause of diabetes, which I did, with Dr. Otto Huhn, head of pathology, but I was persecuted. So as I did many discoveries in medicine, I was repeatedly persecuted for doing so. And I think the medical system, number one, needs to train doctors to defend a medical PhD to show they actually can think through a problem. Number two, they should always be a generalist before they specialize. And number three, we should allow doctors to work part-time, so female doctors or elderly doctors or people with a health problem that can maybe work 3 days a week or change their status of work, like a female doctor wants to have a family, why can't they work 4 days? You can't afford malpractice and stay in practice. You can't be, for example, a part-time neurosurgeon, although if a neurosurgeon's getting older or they just want to take more time off, maybe they want to work only 4 half-days a week doing consulting and not have to do a whole lot of stuff. So I see a system that throws away doctors, like female doctors and elderly doctors, that have all kinds of years of experience. I see 75%+ to 80%+ of malpractice lawsuits are frivolous. I see a system where health insurance adds up to 30% to 40% of the cost of health care when it should be no more than 2% or 3%. and it should not be basing where the federal government has any way to set up what's called standard of care. It should be between the patient and the doctor, and there should be a level playing field between functional medicine, nutraceuticals, and new advanced anti-aging technologies as the pharmaceuticals, which they shove down your throat. I've had drug reps come into my office in 2003 and throw a report down that I wasn't prescribing their HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor or their competitor. And I said, how the hell did you find that out? She said, well, I have your DEA number.
Well, we all know that there's no money in cures. There's only money in treatment.
Oh, no. That's why I call it pre-embalming. I mean, I went into medicine not to make a pot of money. I went into medicine to find a cause and cure of illness. And mm-hmm. I made a lot of discoveries. I was one of the doctors that added calcium to the ACLS protocol in the late 70s. I discovered with Dr. Heumann, the head of pathology, hyperinsulinemia, insulin glucose tolerance, was threatened to have my license pulled for finding it. I worked with Dr. Chungun Vujidani at UCLA on how toxins attach to cells to cause cancer and autoimmune disease. I worked with Dr. Jim Hedgecock creating the first machine in history that can map both pain and A-delta and C-fibers. Those are just a few of the things. And I'm currently working on a number of anti-aging and other technologies, and right now offer QRMA and metapathy from the Russian Diagnostic Space Agency, which is basically quantum diagnostics to tell you predictively where your body is going. So what we have is a system that is super expensive, pretty damned useless, and every complaint a patient has, the doctor has one foot out the door and one foot in the door with their magic pen on their magic script pad trying to write another script to terminate the interview. It's sickening. And it shouldn't be, and they don't even know how to do functional medicine testing, including imaging studies, genetics, organic acids, metabolites, or immunology. So their training is so inadequate, and most of them don't realize this. I mean, when I start asking doctors questions, I see the incredible shrinking MD or PhD. It's amazing how ignorant they are. And you might assume, because you're a patient, that these doctors are all informable, all the best tests. They're even available under your insurance. Don't believe it, okay?
Well, I think that we're seeing a major doctor shortage too. I mean, you have the government running healthcare, and now they're pushing doctors out the door. They're telling them what they can get paid, what they can't get paid, what they're
that's ridiculous.
Do as far sure. as being a specialist or a non-specialist. And I think that once we actually get rid of Obamacare, then you'll hopefully see an influx of young people wanting to, instead of go to law school, maybe they'll want to become doctors once again, because there's obviously a doctor shortage.
We can have a side flux. We can start with all the medics that I've known and work, because I've been a civilian but work with the military for years. We can talk to all the nurse practitioners who want to be MDs, or we can talk about the massage therapists who want to become nurses and work in the ICU. We can talk about all the cross-pollination of coming together to solve problems, because to be honest with you, getting someone's health back involves everything from personal trainers to psychologists to quantum diagnostics to all kinds of things. And to be honest with you, the average doctor doesn't either have the brains or the time to train enough to understand all these different specialties that are going to make medicine in the future. That's why, unfortunately, things like Watson is not going to replace a well-trained, well-rounded functional medicine health provider that works in a team. It's not going to happen. It's too complex even for Watson to figure out.
Well, I think you touched on something earlier when you talked about medical malpractice reform. I think you're right on the money with that. The system has been gamed, unfortunately. You've got doctors getting paid on maybe 50-55% of what they put out in some cases, they have to carry $250,000 to $400,000 worth of medical malpractice insurance, and that's also adding to the cost of healthcare.
Well, when I worked in Georgia back in the late 80s, I worked at the burn unit and worked in the emergency department, so I was my private practice. And I worked in emergency. We had to contract to a company through Florida because we couldn't afford the over $100,000 insurance. It was like $190,000 if you wanted to work in emergency. Mm-hmm. And they didn't pay us enough to even pay for the insurance, not even a tiny fraction of it. So we would get paid $60 an hour with no bennies on top of whatever we got in our practice. When I worked doing a locum in 1997 at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, they couldn't make enough money in the medical group, so they fired four general internists that were working also the ICU, and they replaced those four doctors with me. So I had a hell of a big practice working my tail off, and I got $65 an hour and no health or any other benefits. And the average patient in the ICU cost their insurance between $35,000 and $90,000 a day, depending on whether they were on a heart-lung bypass machine or an artificial coma or intubated or whatever. And I had to manage everything. And it was like incredibly stressful because you're working your butt off all day. And you have to be back in the ICU, let's say, from 11 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning and try to get an hour or two of sleep and eat some dried out pizza and then try to get back to the office to see the next patient. So the doctors are dying earlier. The average male medical doctor dies 10 years earlier than the average American male. Do you know that?
Well, they work them to death. 10 years earlier. They, you know, 18, 20-hour days sometimes and all the stress that goes along with it. So I agree with
you. Well, you know, the stress isn't sick patients, by the way. It's not sick patients that are the stress. Because if you're a compassionate person, helping people relieves stress. It's dealing with insurance companies. It's dealing with state-led medical boards that don't understand what you're doing and don't have anybody with equivalent skill sets that are not trying to help you to solve the problems. For example, I can tell you the stress of dealing with, say, veterans is dealing with a very awful or VA hospital system. Dealing with trying to deal with insurance to get treatments done for patients that are now on narcotics, and you're trying to get them a spinal pump or stimulator to give them some relief or some kind of fancy new procedure now like a stem cell injection like Dr. Centeno that worked on the pain IRB panel with me in Colorado. And he had to move his offices from Broomfield because when he multiplied the stem cells more than 24 hours, he had to move it to Grand Cayman Islands because the FDA said that over 24 hours it was a drug. Even though it was barcoded like your blood, which you can bank for months if you want to have a big procedure, they wouldn't let them do that. So they had to move it to triple the cost to anybody wanting a stem cell transplant to regenerate their spine or their peripheral joints under, you know, stem cell multiplication at their facility in Grand Cayman. So our government has no business supervising the doctors. The health, basically the Department of Health has no business setting up standards of care or protocols. It should be, remember, medicine is an art based on science. And unfortunately, they have neither good up-to-date science based on the current knowledge base we have, even articles published in major medical journals, or good art. And as a result, it's an art. I'll give you an example. Dr. Blaylock, who had a master's in biochemistry before he even went into neurosurgery, he simply was adding magnesium to the neurointensive care unit, and his colleagues got vicious mad at him because he had higher survival rates because he didn't develop post-operative intracranial hypertension, which would cone their pons and their brainstems with a foramen magnum because they get post-surgical cerebral edema. So you mightn't think that this is like, oh gosh, Deagle's making this up. No, I'm not, unfortunately. And we got to, you know, I can tell you, people do not understand how bad this is. And, you know, like the issue of abortion. How can anybody rationally think that abortion isn't murder just because we use Latin terms like fetus? How can anybody not understand that social systems like Britain and Canada do eugenics like crazy? If you're coming to a hospital, they're going to kill you really quick if you are look a certain age. And now we're under Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act, with death panels, I call Easy Kill Emanuel. If you're 72 years of age, you do not qualify for a cleft aneurysm in your head, even though the arteriogram shows you need surgery in 2 hours. The death panel meets, I call it that, on Tuesday morning, and by that time you will have assumed room temperature and have formalin replacing your blood. You'll be in a casket or already underground or will have been cremated. That's the facts. Crazy, hey?
Appointed by politicians, and they don't even need a medical license to be part of the board, which I think is just absolutely insane.
Yeah, but the guys they put in the board, even the medical doctors on the board decisions. The doctors are in the board are basically, if you start asking them questions and putting them on the spot, what you find is, on average, most of the board neither have the skill sets, knowledge base, or current practice, or they never knew it in the first place to be able to even judge you, your particular branch of medicine. And what's really disturbing is this healthcare system that we have now is disgusting, but Obamacare made it catastrophic and become what I call the killing fields of medicine. But if you think socialist countries have it better, slightly, but in lots of ways it's pretty noxious too, Canada and Britain and Australia. It's bad everywhere, but it's worse here than anywhere because it costs more money and it kills quicker. No reason to get excited!
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Josh, I think we've solved the healthcare issue. If they put these things in place, it'll cost a quarter of what it does. There won't be insurance anymore because it'll be through a value-added tax, which was, by the way, the original plan in many nations. I think Canada was like the 57th nation to put a VAT. But they dump it into a system that's still corrupt. Drug companies still run everything in Canada. Doctors still get paid fee-for-service. And although it's a lot less expensive with Canadian Medical Protective, there's still malpractice. State license boards, which are the provincial license boards, are still corrupt and have what I call craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. They had to have their head so far up their rear end that they've never seen daylight. And if you ask these guys tough questions about the current state of art of science of medicine, they have no clue. No clue. And, you know, you find it disturbing. People say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're just kind of... Look, I've been through this system, and I really care for people, you know. You know, my family were Maronite Christians. I'm of Hebrew descent in the line of Moshe, Moses, from Beirut, Lebanon. And I can tell you the ancient Mosaic system where the tithe was not for the church. It was to set up a health system where the doctors, the public health officers, and the high priest in the 24-family cycle were to be the health providers. And they sure as hell didn't do determine if you had pre-existing conditions or right. Give you premiums and all this crap. I mean, it was considered, and it should be considered a right, that if you're living in the United States or any so-called civilized country that calls themselves Judeo-Christian, there's no way in hell that anybody should say that your doctor is going to charge you a copay for X amount, because 86% of people can't afford the copays under Obamacare. And if they just tweak, if Dr. Price just tweaks the system to make it more competitive and cut the premiums by X amount or roll it back 8 years, it's not going to solve the problem. Premiums are going to still rise. Drug companies still want quarterly profits. People are still going to get killed because they can't afford the copays. People are going to delay care or not get preventive medicine care, which, by the way, means you have to diagnose things before they have pathology or symptoms. Symptom-based or pathology and or pathology-based medicine is catastrophic. And 90% of disease is simply toxicology, aging, and lack of regeneration of organs, which you now are solving because I'm working on projects with other top doctors to solve the issue of what aging is. And I'm presenting a paper this year to the Academy, probably in Las Vegas this year, which is an international meeting, of my solution to what aging and disease is, not only for humans, but all life forms. And it's based on quantum mechanics. I presented the first of these papers in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary with Dr. Rollins and a panel of MD, PhDs, and specialists. The problem is they don't want somebody smart to actually figure the problems out. In fact, somebody smart that's a problem solver is a pain in the ass to the system because it's not profitable.
Assuming that they dismantle and repeal Obamacare, allow you to purchase insurance over state lines, they curb medical malpractice reform, they increase the amount of health savings accounts, maybe they open up a charity bowl, if you will, in which you want to give extra money to catastrophic occurrences and things like that, then the overall system itself will be more affordable.
Well, it'll make it more affordable, but it's only going to roll it back. It's going to roll it back a decade or so. Yeah, it's going to roll it back, but it's not going to solve the problems. It'll just make it a little bit more palatable. It'll be more and more like the Canadian or socialist systems in Europe. And they're not a solution either. I mean, I've talked to doctors that work in these countries, and innovation is squashed. You know, if you're an innovative doctor, even like Dr. Blaylock, adding magnesium so the patients don't develop surgical intracranial hypertension, or if you start using nutraceuticals instead of drugs. I mean, when I saw this drug rep in 2003 and she threw these papers down with pie grams and everything, I said, whose practices is it? Your drug companies? Is it the state medical board or is it mine?
Right.
I said, you know, like, have you ever watched the movie or read the book Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Well, right now, Dr. Jekyll is here, but Mr. Hyde is starting to stir and I feel like there's hair growing on my hands. I said, you might want to leave. She said, well, we give you toys and we thought you were a nice doctor. I said, why are you delusional? You're telling me how to run my practice and that I'm not providing your drug or your competitors, and you dug into data that I consider private with my DEA number, and when I start solving problems, which I have over the years dealing with other doctors, including mapping out pain, and I'm going to present a pile of my discoveries this year because I didn't want them stolen or weaponized, what I realize is the medical system is not really a healthcare system. It's a disease management system. I call it pre-embalming. It's very ghoulish.
I'd like to get your take on mumps, measles, and rubella shots.
Well, if you want a data dump, I got it. MMR.
Stuff at Andrew Wakefield.
Well, we'll do it. I know Dr. Andrew Wakefield. I know what's going on. And while he destroyed his career and his reputation. Nasty.
Let's talk about that.
When we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So, Josh, you wanted to know about measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, there are certain correlations, if you will, that a lot of people have talked about with autism. And,
a lot of people make conjectures. I don't make conjectures. I believe in the carpenter thing. Only I'm a medical carpenter. Like Jesus, only he was a spiritual carpenter. I like to say, measure twice, cut once. So here's a test you can do on someone that you suspect is what's called BOF. If you have a child, you want to determine their risk, you do a 23andMe and Prometheus analysis, and there's a half a dozen genes. If they show abnormal SNPs or polymorphisms, their risk of developing heavy metal or adjuvant-induced BOF or brain on fire with increased nitro and hydroperoxy radicals and specific metabolites and peptides in their peripheral urine and blood is incredibly increased. And you can prove that they have BOF with a SPECT blood flow scan, a quantitative EEG looking at voltages and coherence patterns of different parts of the cortex, a T1-weighted MRI scan to see patchy dysmyelination and dismyelination. Not unlike MS, only it's patchy all over the damn place, like a person developing Alzheimer's. And you can prove that they have a breakdown in their blood-brain barrier, which is a metabolic barrier. It's not a physical barrier. And so these kids are getting exposed to heavy metal adjuvants, blood products, in the MMR, and oncogenic viruses that can become stealth. In fact, Cornell University, about 6 years ago, in New York, published that 29% of people that have Alzheimer's disease and who do a brain autopsy and cultures of the viruses in their brain tissue, they show viruses that include the MMR virus from their childhood vaccines in their brain tissue when they die.
Wow.
So you got to understand here that there's lots of doctors that know, but like my buddies in pathology, which is what they try to always shuffle me off to. Why don't you, you ask too many questions, Deagle? Why don't you have to do a PhD and do pathology? Because they know more than all the rest of us doctors, but all our patients are dead, and it'll take a half a century to a century for it to trickle down into practice. No damn way. I have developed, along with my colleagues with the academies of anti-aging, environmental, and advancement in medicine, living pathology called functional medicine. And with this is a collection of advanced testing. It includes QRMA and metapathia, blood tests, imaging studies, organic acids. In fact, there's one company here in San Diego that doesn't just do the 23andMe, a small number of genes. They predict within 2 to 5 years that it'll do every single one of your 32,000 alleles for under $100 and do a cross-correlation with organic metabolites for not a lot more. And I know Dr. William Shaw at Overland Park, Kansas, worked for the March of Dimes and other biochemists like at Genova Labs in Atlanta. I do all these tests. So when somebody says, Dr. Deagle, they're inquisitive. I say, if you have a large bank account, I can empty it and tell you exactly what the hell's wrong with you. So when people say, you don't know all this stuff, I said, let me tell you, I don't care what specialty it is, I will put you in a Brazilian intellectual headlock and stop the flow of ideas to your cortex.
What's okay,
I don't have any. I don't have any patience for stupidity.
California and other states now mandating that children get vaccinations in order to even attend school.
Well, I think Dr. Richard Pan looks like the Joker from hell.
And I would
agree
with that.
One of the things that came out here in California is just this past year, 2016, they ran out of the childhood vaccine program for under three, where there was not supposed to be any vaccines containing mercury for children under three. Because they know it locks onto the neurotubulin subunit and cuts off dendrites and decreases cortical thickness and all the other nasty things that happen to a nice, rapidly growing child brain. But Governor Brown says, geez, we ran out of the mercury free vaccine, so I'm just going to write an order that we can use them anyway. We don't even tell the mother or the nurse or health professional that's giving these in the school or the nurse facilities or whatever that they contain mercury, because we even have a law that says don't give them mercury. They got crazy laws in the state, so if you grow peas in the state, because peas and some vegetables will pull the lead out of the soil, they say may contain cancer-inducing agents, when it's actually just peas that pull heavy metals, because certain vegetables are very powerful chelating agents. So if you have any heavy metals that are raining down, say, for mercury, let's say, or lead from China, because they don't have scrubbers on their very dirty coal they use there, 83% of the coal, the mercury in our veggies, including organic veggies in America and Canada and the Western world, are coming from dirt and smoke coming from China. But people don't know that, do they? They don't know that making a deal with China so that they have clean air and they can see the sky and the sun and the moon is a good thing for us. But people are too stupid to understand it's a closed-loop system. Just like the pseudo-environmentalists that want to have carbon credits, when really we've acidified the oceans so the carbon oxygen cycle's screwed. So you can't have the phytoplankton make 80% of the oxygen in the top benthic layer, 10 meters, because there's 200,000, there's 20,000 dead zones, up to, some of them up to 200,000 square miles of the ocean, and it's no wonder the lungs of the planet are dying. And we're doing it because we're acidifying the oceans with toxic garbage.
You know, another thing we can discuss is Fukushima. I think that that has been pushed under the rug. I think that
I did reports for years about it. Well,
and
I'll tell you what I've said.
It's in California fish.
Let me tell you about Fukushima, because I've done reports for years. I was doing reports virtually every week or so on rents. Now, rents, like unfortunately, like a lot of producers, did not show enough quarter or respect for Dr. Deagle. By no means am I an average doctor or an average broadcaster. And I damn well don't ask for respect. I damn well demand it. And the reason is because I'll raise scientific issues and proof.
Yes.
He pulled all of my shows, because when I offered a contract last year to try to leave Genesis Network, which is a hell network, they were trying to persecute me with the pseudo-journalist Alex Jones, who's another, you know, I call disinfo-op. And Rents didn't treat me with adequate respect. So he pulled, and not only just leaving my shows there for information, because I do it all free, he pulled all the damn shows from my previous archives for years. Now, if you want an archive, I wrote an article in a book on Fukushima Daiichi. I can know you chapter and verse, everything that's going on. Now, here's a summary. TAPCO is an umbrella company. It doesn't do anything. All the service companies that do all the service and should have done the remediation or protecting the plant or stopping it from getting into the ocean or the air are American. No one knows that, do they? They don't realize that now Reactor 2 and Helen Caldicott, who has a little bit of knowledge in this, I'm a radiotoxicologist. Okay, I belong to the nuclear division of AECOM for years. I work with the federal government on Superfund sites like Rocky Flats, nuclear reactor sites in Chicago. I got a lot of really scary knowledge in this and firsthand working with hazmat teams and special op teams. And so what's going on in Fukushima is horrendous.
I was going to say, how bad is it?
What's Reactor the real 2, spook? Reactor 2 just recently, and Helen Caldicott wrote another article because she's smart. She wrote another article because she realized what's going on in Fukushima Daiichi, and I have contacts there. It just went over 5 sieverts, which means the radiation level is so high you can't even send a robot in there because the integrated circuits get fried. You can only send in robots that are on cables or fiber optic things or connections or hydraulic circuits because you can't send in anything electronic. The swarm of beta particles and the neutron flux is so strong, if you send an integrated circuit in there, it'll anneal the circuit pathways and destroy the crystal structure of the circuits within minutes. And a human being going in there will be drooling in minutes and dead in less than half an hour. So you can't go in there. And don't think that you're going to wear a proper hazmat suit and stop this stuff. The only way that you could block some of it is you had a hazmat suit made of plates of depleted uranium because it'll stop the neutron flux of high-energy neutrons, right, and gamma rays coming through there. And, of course...
So how contained is the not mercury, and how contained is the overall... Fukushima
has several hundred radioisotopes. When it first exploded, it released enough radioiodine, which is a half-life of about 8 days, 8.5 days, that four half-lives it drops down to a level which is kind of okay if it stopped releasing it, but it doesn't stop. And there's many other isotopes, including tritium. Tritium is what's called a DNA intercalator, so it doesn't mutate like alpha or beta particles. Alpha are basically two neutrons and two protons, and so you have to uninhale it the same way with beta particles. It doesn't penetrate very deeply through your skin or lung membranes. But gamma rays, they'll fry your DNA and shatter it like a cosmic ray. They'll just go, bam, man, you don't need DNA. See you later, fella. And in high-energy neutrons, the neutron flux coming out of Fukushima, if you're a pilot flying within 100 miles of Fukushima, you can see blue light spikes coming out of the ground going through the sky and hitting nitrogen and creating a blue streak, just like it's a light show from, you know, the amphitheater in Los Angeles. And you say, oh, my God, what the hell is that? That's a neutron flux beam coming out of the ground because it's like a lava lamp underground where these isotopes are getting together and going what's called hypercriticality. Now, what they do is they create steam tubes with tritium hundreds of degrees above zero, above, you know, boiling, and they create this super hot radioisotope that literally tracks through the ground just like the steam tubes of the magma out in Hawaiian Islands. And then go miles out into the ocean floor before it percolates up and pops up through there, any from the size of your hand to the size tall enough to have a person walk through. Big suckers.
And so how at risk are we as humans?
Oh, we're at constant risk. Constant risk. I talked, and I'll be having him on my program within a few weeks, Dr. William Ray, who has a environmental health center in Dallas. This guy is super smart. He was a cardiac surgeon that got sick from the anesthetics, and he's run the EHCD Environmental Health Center in Dallas. He's like the top environmentalist doctor probably in human history. Okay, this guy, he's smart. Okay, but I've been doing environmentalism since the early 70s. I was a charter member of Greenpeace in 1973. Okay, so I was an environmentalist doing oceanography work before he went into medicine. Dr. Ray said he can tell if someone's on the east side or the west side of the Rocky Mountains based on the isotope profile that he draws from your blood. And if people don't think they're getting slowly fried by this, they're fools. And, of course, the government's not going to tell you about the 10,000-plus new chemicals in the environment with 7 new every day, or the radiotoxins that are slowly frying your DNA and going to make you impossible for human beings to regenerate and reproduce in a generation or so. And this is, of course, part of the plan because they eventually want to literally outlaw wild human reproduction So the only way you can have a normal child is you have polar body exclusion of genetically damaged fetuses in their pre-embryonic state by polar body exclusion under a scanning electron microscopy. So the embryo that you reimplant either in a female or grow in an artificial uterus isn't going to have massive genetic defects. And they're, by the way, the most advanced people doing this research are the Japanese. Undercover of connections with our special programs here and elsewhere, like in China, the Japanese are leagues ahead of almost everybody else. So they're going to offer to their women, oh, we give you a nice Japanese baby, an artificial uterus, and you have no birth defects. These children are getting what's called, syndromes, where they don't grow, where they literally are permanent radiological dwarfs. You don't know that. You don't hear this from the news. You don't see BBC News going into Japan and saying, we have permanent neurological dwarfs or rates of thyroid cancer that are like 100 times normal or weird lymphomas and other crap. No. You're not going to hear that. Or they're trying to force people back to these territories where adjacent provinces are still radioactive as hell. Or they shipped a lot of the debris to incineration sites all over Japan and then burned it up so that you wouldn't be able to see the data because it made everybody else radioactive, just burning the debris in these thermal recycling reactors. So the whole nation of Japan is at least somewhat radioactive.
Wow. That is amazing.
Right. So you got to understand how big and broad this problem
from
is.
Ground in Chernobyl. And that happened in 1985 or 6.
This is thousands of times more radiation. And we're in the tailpipe of Japan, and they don't give a damn. Now, when I started trying to do testing, I contacted the senators from California and Oregon, and I told them the whole story. And I recommended they have radiation detectors in the aircraft with a USB connection to ground and have a flight path managed in virtual space so you could determine the radioisotopes and if the isotopes surged. And I took my own detector when I flew up to see my son, who at the time was living in Portland. And we got within about 150 miles of Portland, and around 26,000 feet, all of a sudden, without changing altitude, it surged from about 50 counts to over 2,000. Now, you know the aircraft cabin is going to concentrate air about 8 times or whatever to bring it up to roughly 8,000 feet elevation. That's what a typical aircraft, except with the Dreamliners, with its carbon fiber, could do it up to 5,000, so it's a little higher pressure it can tolerate. But I would recommend that they take those air samples and send it off for nuclear magnetic spectroscopy to see the isotope profile, because the isotope profile tells you, if you're doing ground-level sampling or sampling nearer Japan, it would tell you precisely which reactor is releasing it or which area of the ground's releasing it, because it's going to have a signature. Just like if you have isotopes that go to, say, Israel during the 1960s or 70s that go to the Dimona reactor sites, you can take a fingerprint of which batch of nuclear isotopes were being generated, say, in Santa, at the reactors, and say, because I took care of the reactors also when I worked in Georgia and in South Carolina, which is a big damn reactor that makes the plutonium detonators for our warheads. They're all made right there, by the way, in the Savannah River plant. That's the place where all the reactor core detonators for all our nuclear weapons are made. They're not made in Washington State anymore. They're all made down there in South Carolina, right across the border from Augusta, Georgia.
I'm pretty sure when President Trump met with Shinzo Abe, he probably wasn't discussing Fukushima.
My guess is, number one, neither of these men have the scientific knowledge, or if they even were presented a briefing report, they didn't get it deep enough, because most of the people who are involved in political discussions or giving briefings don't have the scientific, technical, or medical background I have to explain to them in complex and simple terms so they can understand just how catastrophic this is for the human race. And you see, what they're doing is they got 55 reactor sites, some of them up to 5 or 6 reactors. These reactors are very likely could have a full-forced nuclear explosion. In other words, when reactor 3 blew, which is a MOX reactor, and you got to understand, some of these senators, like Senator the senators from South Carolina, were pushing for what's called this was called MOX fuel, which is burn-up fuel, it's called. We went over this with Ann Morrison, our scientist, on Fridays. And when you take burn-up fuel, it takes 5 to 30 times longer for it to decay, so you got to keep it on site. You can't move the stuff. It's dangerous. And it's a lot hotter, so it generates more power, but it's twitchy. In other words, it can go hypercritical and explode. So you can have actually have not just a China syndrome, you can have actually a nuclear explosion on site. And they were trying to switch most of the reactors and many of the reactors in Southeast United West, East United States, including all the ones even within the strike distance of the major fault zone there in the Southeast United States that over 180 years ago caused the largest earthquake in U.S. history, bigger than ones in Alaska. There's a lake down there, I think in Missouri, that's 26 miles long that didn't exist before this earthquake struck. Give you an idea how big it is.
Wow.
Yeah, we're also seeing a lot of
activity in Oklahoma, which hasn't had a lot of activity, and now all of a sudden it seems almost every couple of weeks we are hearing about some type of earthquake that's happening in that area.
Well, they're getting what's called, they call them frack quakes. Mm-hmm. We're putting fracking material down in the wrong zone of rocks and changing the specific gravity, so we're getting frack quakes. And they had to shut down fracking for that reason.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Josh, we can talk about medicine. We can talk about anything you want. I like to kind of challenge people. Ask me a question on any area. Spirituality, high-level masonry, space, astrophysics. You can ask me a question on anything, and if I don't have the answer, I'll try to give you a framework to find it right off the top. And I like to get people to think, because the most important thing is if you think and ask questions, and you think of questions when you hear what we're talking about, you're going to own the truth, and if you own the truth, you're going to do something about it. Just like if you realize just how nuts it is that Hillary Clinton is actually getting ready to file in a couple of years to be another candidate for 2020.
I can't even believe that.
Or her double. Remember, now she's got body doubles, too. You got to understand that. And I know looking at her and actually reviewing her records I saw from her own primary doctor, she has terminal phase Parkinson's disease, and that's why she was collapsing. She had occlogyric crisis.
I just had Dr. Ted Noel on the program today on my show, and we talked about it as well. And look, she had many, many pill-rolling tremors in those debates. He pointed out to me where they happen on video.
Oh,
she
yeah.
had aspiration pneumonia, which, again, according to
this is a terminal phase illness. Usually, it's in the last year of
cause of death
right.
among Parkinson's patients because it closes up their airways and they can't swallow and digest their food properly. So her pneumonia that she had when she said, or her campaign manager said that she wasn't contagious, he was correct. She wasn't contagious because that type of pneumonia is not contagious.
It's an aspiration pneumonia.
Are viral and bacterial, which of course are. But she is suffering bad, and I believe that she's gravely ill, not just from her bobblehead experience in front of a live camera or the fact that she fell down on the 9/11 parade, but I think more than anything else, she doesn't have the stamina. She doesn't have
Well, that's why she didn't even campaign, but remember, she was using body doubles too. And that's a fact. I mean, we've analyzed the photographic and other evidence, you know, and we even have historical evidence that even at conferences they brought her body double as saying, hey, here's our double, which is a shorter woman that's slimmer, etc. But there's at least three different body doubles. We talked about this with Jim Fetzer, and we have lots of evidence. Now, here's what I'm saying is you have to understand who these people are. Now, whether you want to believe this, if you're an agnostic or you're not religious, you have to understand the people at the top of this New World Order, I call the demon rats.
Mm-hmm.
They're satanic. Whether you want to believe it, like when I talk to Jim, he's an agnostic atheist. But he, and it's interesting, he gives me less guffs than the so-called Christians who don't want to believe that this is really going on. They think that Dr. Deagle is nuts. And I have personally worked in emergency departments and see satanic results of satanic ceremonies. The first one I saw was in 1976 in my fourth year of medical school. And they brought a guy in and said, you got to pronounce this guy dead. Now, he wasn't exactly in really good shape. He had his heart cut out, his genitals cut out, and his tongue cut out, and his eyes cut out. And then they asked me if he was dead. Okay? And you know he had a piano wires hanging around his ankles and his neck. So you're going to tell me we don't have a satanic ceremony? And the week afterward, because I was a runner at the time, I ran through the Point Pleasant Park in Halifax, and I ran through a live coven with fires on the beach, and they started chasing me. But let me tell you, I'm a fast runner. I split it like you wouldn't believe. It was literally, I was like, my feet had wings on them. Because I knew that if they got me, I was finished.
Well, we know that every single summer in California, as a matter of fact, San Rio, I believe is the name of the town, in San Francisco, they have where they worship Moloch, which is basically owl at Bohemian Grove. And that is a very interesting club, to say the least. There's
it's
a
called
lot of
the days of
homosexual activity going on and
devil
worshiping and sacrifice of children. I interviewed Zachary King on my program once, and he was a high priestess wizard at Bohemian Grove. He was there 15 times, and he told me many, many stories about some of the crazy things that they do at the lakeside.
Well,
and this is even before Alex Jones infiltrated them with David Gergen and all that other stuff in those interviews.
By the way, was he an ex-wizard or still wizarding?
No, he's an ex-wizard.
Yeah, good thing.
Without the right
accessories, surprising is still alive and has a pulse.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.